Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today is a very special episode. We have Allison Malman on, who is the founder and executive director of Active Minds, which is a nonprofit organization supporting mental health awareness and education for students.
Yeah, I mean, we're all going through something. I mean, it's a really tough time in the world. So we just wanted to get some advice and, you know, just talk through some of our issues that we're going through.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hi, Allison. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We're just so happy to have you here and kind of share some information and knowledge. And yeah, thank you for being here.
Well, I'm really honored to be able to join you and really happy to that you're having this conversation. It's such a meaningful one. So I'm really glad I can be a part of it.
Of course. Yeah, I think it's been really interesting just trying to navigate some anxiety and stress as a teenager. And I know that everyone around the world is going through something, whether it be on a, you know, a huge level or even if it's minor, everyone is still valid for feeling what they're feeling. And I think it's been interesting, but really nice that we've had each other. So is there any sort of advice you could give about someone, you know, going through anxiety or depression or mental health in general? What would you kind of give advice to about that?
Yeah, I love the question and even just how you started it, because I think one of the things that we tend to think is, oh, what I'm going through isn't as bad as what somebody else is going through,
right?
Or I don't deserve to feel this way, or I have all these things and this person doesn't have this. And I think the most important thing is that whatever you're feeling is real and it's valid, and you have every right to feel how you're feeling. And this isn't a competition, right? So it's not like we eat one day, but we know somebody else eats more, so we shouldn't be hungry. Like, right?
Right.
We're taking care of our own body
totally.
And our own mind. And so no matter what you're feeling right now, if it was before COVID and it will be after COVID, or certainly when in the middle of this pandemic, it's real and you have every right to feel that way. And I think the thing that we can do best to take care of ourselves is to talk about it, to know that you're not alone in it. And if it's like, you know, it's a friend, if it's an adult in your life, it's somebody on social, whatever it is, but just to surround yourself with people who you feel like you can open up to. And, you know, hopefully and ideally that's somebody in your personal life and you have somebody in your family who is that support. But if not, you know, find your tribe somewhere else and know that you are cared for and people really do want to help and support you. And you deserve to feel great and you deserve to get the support that you need.
Of course.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah, that was really good to hear, honestly. I think for me, well, my sister and I both go through mental health issues and, you know, we love to be there for one another, but sometimes it's a little hard to comfort one another because you don't really know exactly what the other one wants, even with just friendships or anything. Yeah. What do you think would be the best way to comfort someone in this situation? Do you have any tips on dealing with anxiety with another friend or?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think one of the things that is really hard is that we are often afraid that we're going to say the wrong thing, so we don't say anything at all. Mm-hmm. And don't worry about that, right? Like, it's part of what it means to be a friend is just to be there, even if you don't have the right words. At Active Minds, we have a tool called VAR, Validate, Appreciate, Refer. And we developed VAR because we realized that sometimes we're in these everyday conversations with everyday struggles, and we just want to know how to act and how to react. And so the V stands for validate. Validate that somebody is feeling the way they do, right? Too often we say like, oh, but you shouldn't feel that way, or you don't have this, or you got this. No, just validate. Like, yeah, I get it. And I appreciate, thank you for sharing with me. That must be really hard to be vulnerable like that. And then the R is for refer to resources and support. So, you know, what can we do? How can I be here for you? How can I support you? Do you want to call, the counselor? Can I walk you over to the counseling center? Do you want to go for a run or a walk? What feels good and what feels mm-hmm. right to you? Oftentimes what it means in these situations is that we don't have to get to crises before we start intervening with someone. It's just about how are we a friend? And if you sit back and you think, gosh, how would I want somebody to talk to me? That's probably how they want you to talk totally. To them in that moment too. And know that when you're struggling or when you see a friend or a family member struggling, it's really hard to both struggle and reach out for help. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't even know that you're struggling, and oftentimes you know and you feel really alone and really feel really isolated. So sometimes the best thing that we can do as a sister or as a friend is just to say, you're not acting like yourself. Are you okay? Like, I'm worried about you. Do you want to talk about something? And even if the answer is, oh, no, I'm just having a bad day, and you truly believe it, you've at least opened the door to say, like, I'm here for you. And totally. Maybe hopefully that opens something up for somebody who is having a really hard time and does need to talk about it, but it's really hard to make that first, have that first word. So sometimes the best thing that you can do as the friend is just kind of open up the conversation, recognize that you don't have all the answers and you're not expected to have all the answers, but you can be there as a support and you can help connect your friend or your sister, whomever, to the support that they need, whatever that might be.
Right. Totally. That is such a huge thing, like kind of starting those conversations, even if they're a little bit uncomfortable, always usually result being a positive thing in the end. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're definitely learning as we go. It's tough. It's really tough communicating as well. It's especially when you, for us being physical, you know, doing dance and whatever and expressing ourselves through that. And then kind of like when we're not doing that, it's been, at least for me, I don't want to speak for Kenzie, but it's been interesting kind of having to emote through my actual like voice mm-hmm. and being present there rather than, oh, I'm feeling sad, so I'm going to go dance and I'll feel better, you know? So, I was wondering if for people that maybe struggle and how to kind of let go of those feelings, like, whether it be going on a run, like you said, or driving and listening to music, like I'm sure you have some ways that are good to kind of like let go of all of that.
Yeah. I mean, you've touched on it, right? Like so much of this is about finding our coping skills. I think it's really important to know if you're really having a severe struggle and if you're in a depression or you're having a panic attack, a coping skill isn't going to, you know, heal you. So you can't run out a panic attack or you can't, you know, run through a depression. So I want to like make sure that's clear because oftentimes we grow up like hearing the words of like, oh, you should have done this more. If you exercised more, if you went to church more, whatever it may be, you wouldn't feel this way. No, mm-hmm. what you're going through are biological and social kind of constructs that are like part of you and part of your health and well-being. At the same time, there are things that you can do to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. both to like help offset when it's kind of mild or to help protect yourself so that you don't get to a point of really feeling that struggle. And whatever that is for you, if it's dance, if it's singing, if it is playing soccer, playing video games, whatever it is that like you can do with balance. And for everybody, that's different, right? I think that the balance piece is an important piece. You don't want to overdo it. And then, hide kind of in a different struggle, but with the other piece, but everybody has a different thing and let yourself do that thing. If you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling really down, even if you don't feel like doing the thing, you know, you love, do it, because oftentimes that can help kind of get you into a place where you can think a little bit more rationally about, okay, what's going on right now and who do I need to talk to? But you say that, I mean, talking is going to be a really important part of this, but don't force yourself, like get to a place where you feel comfortable being able to identify your feelings and finding that person that you can trust to talk to about it.
Totally. And it's so nice to know that like everyone copes and deals with it in their own time. Mm-hmm. Like just even so trying true. Not to compare like, oh, well this person did this exercise or this whatever, and they were able to come like overcome it within, I don't know, a month. But it just may take you 5 months or, you know, it's just like, it's nice mm-hmm. to know that there's no time limit and everything you're going through is on your own time. And that's something that I'm trying to give myself a little bit of a break on, just not to compare and stuff, just because it's tough and everyone's allowed to, you know, heal in their own time.
Of course. Of course. And I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man
take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I think what I wanted to touch on, because, you know, being in the public eye, social media is very hard for us teenagers, especially the body image issues. And we talked about this on one of our podcasts, but it's definitely a thing that we all compare ourselves to others. So do you have any tips or advice on that issue? I feel like everyone can relate to it, and I don't think it'll ever go away, but
I don't think it will at all. I'm smiling because it's both such an important question. And in some ways I want to turn it back to you and have you tell me, you know, I'm not a teenager right now. And, and I also go through it as a 40 something, right? Mm. Like it doesn't, but as you said, like, it's never going to go away. I have young kids and I have spent some time talking to my like 10-year-old, like really young, who is interested in getting social media. I had her scroll through my feed. And I told her, I was like, well, like, look at all this stuff that I have on my feed. Did I post about the times that like I was yelling at you, or that your sister was having a tantrum, mm-hmm. or that we took a picture and everybody looked like crap or our eyes were closed? No. What you see on my, and you know everything about me as your mom, what you see on my feed is like all of the glitz and glamour and everybody's smiling and everybody's happy. And so you need to know that that's what everybody's doing, right? And it's easy to like see and understand and intellectually, but when all you're seeing on a feed is what looks like perfection, it's really hard to remember it. And so my recommendation for everybody is to remember what you put on your feed, to then remember how other people are censoring what they have on their feed too, right? And then the easy solution is to say like, walk away, don't look at it. But that's not necessarily reality. Like that's your life. And it's especially your lives, but it's for everybody who's on social.
Of course.
Like that's how we're developing friendships and connections.
Totally.
But as much as you can intellectually remember how censored your stuff is, it can help you then broaden that to realize that like, that's really what you're looking at. But it's hard. There is no one good solution. And it's something that we've been working through for a long time. And I'm curious, like how would you answer that question?
Yeah, that's such a good point. I mean, Instagram is just essentially a highlight reel for everyone. I don't know if you know this, Kenzie, I think maybe I told you, but I, a few days ago, deleted the Instagram app. I still have the account, but I just really noticed myself going into a pattern of every time I'm going through an anxious moment, I'll have an anxiety attack and it gets really, really bad. And my first initial reaction is to, okay, distract my mind, go on Instagram, start scrolling really, really fast to kind of get your mind off of the anxious moment that you're going through. But then it ends up just making me extremely tense and even more anxious, just because now I'm not only dealing with what I'm going through, but I'm also now comparing myself and thinking, oh, their life looks so good, or whatever it may be. And so I kind of had a moment where I just quickly deleted the app, and I feel so much better in the morning knowing that I don't wake up and instantly go and just check what everyone else is doing. It's helped a lot, even just in a short amount of time. And I honestly suggest a lot of people to try and do that. I know Kenzie's done it a bunch, mm-hmm. and it's really beneficial. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very refreshing once in a while to just get rid of a lot of your social media apps, because we all just need a second to be in the real world. I feel like I'm always just trapped in this bubble where everything is on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just need some time away from my phone. I'm like, I don't need it anymore. But yeah.
I love that. I think, I mean, it's, if you can do it, if you can take it off your phone and give yourself the break, and maybe it's a 1 day break 1 week, and then the next day you can go to 36 hours the next week or whatever it may, like, build it up for yourself.
Right.
Remind yourself that you can live an awesome life off of your phone, and then you totally. Can reintroduce it as it makes sense. And, totally. You know, you don't have to stop altogether, but sometimes it's that reminder that, like, I have a great life off of my phone too. Yeah. And I actually don't miss out on all that much. Totally. If I'm not with my friends on phone or whatever it may be. So totally. I love that.
Yeah. And how do you feel about now after, you know, all of us being in the pandemic and the last 2 years being so crazy, and I've had this conversation with a lot of people. I'm interested how you feel, just like kind of the social anxiety of going back to in person. I mean, now it's tricky, you know, with the variant and everything, but just like, even in the situation of like, oh my gosh, I haven't really connected with this many people in a long time. How do I have a conversation and not feel awkward? Like, that has been kind of tricky, even for me, which
yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's, I mean, it's real. Like, you're identifying something that we've really seen is this anxiety of coming back. And, you know, the big joke that introverts really have loved the past 2 years, because we had the ability to be at home and not have to be social. But for people who have been really happy where they are, or those who really have missed the social interaction, it's really hard to go to a coffee shop now and, like, mm-hmm. remember how to talk to people. And if somebody wants to come in and give you a hug, this, like, really awkward of, do I touch you or not? And again, like, going back to the very first question, live into it, like, know that that's okay. And what mm-hmm. you're feeling is both okay and normal. And A, none of us have been through this before, but B, like, this is not you've never separated from people for years and then been expected to go back to, like, a normal life.
Totally.
So ease yourself back into it in whatever way feels comfortable to you. If you really don't feel comfortable going to that party or that gathering or whatnot, like, give yourself permission to say no this time.
Yeah.
Set a goal for yourself to go next time so that you don't find yourself in a cycle that you're not happy with, but recognize that we can't go from 0 to 100. That's going to be just as hard as it was going from 100 to 0.
Totally.
And we all know how miserable we were, you know, in late March of 2020. So it's a real feeling, and it's okay feeling. It's a normal feeling.
Yeah.
At Active Minds, we have these bracelets. They're green, yellow, and red bracelets, the silicone bracelets that we hand out. And the idea is, if you're wearing a green bracelet, it means, like, I'm comfortable, feel free to shake my hand or give me a hug if we're doing that. Yellow is, you know, like, I'm out, but, like, let's fist bump.
Yeah.
And red is, I would love to interact with you, but let's keep our distance. I'm still not feeling very comfortable. Like, if you need to do something like that, do it. Like, put it out on on your sleeve
that.
So that you don't have to, so that you can own it and know that it's okay.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I wish the whole world had those bracelets. Yeah, that is so smart. That's such a great idea. I love that.
Yeah.
It's tricky, because you want to respect everyone's boundaries and, you know, you don't want to overstep. And I think that's a really good way to, even, like, going back to, like, even if we have to ask the uncomfortable questions, like, is it okay if I hug you? Even things as simple as that.
Right.
It's important to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also, like, kind of touching back on, like, if someone's going through an anxious moment, something I remember, we both at the time had a therapist that we're not with anymore, but, Kenzie was really going through it, and I wasn't at the time. And something that she kind of helped me do with Kenzie was just to kind of squeeze her arm and kind of work down her arm to kind of calm her down. And I was just wondering if like there's any sort of like other techniques that are comforting if someone doesn't feel open to talking. Is there a way that they can comfort them kind of just even just being there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great question. I mean, my first answer is going to be like, ask the person when he or she is not in that moment. Hey, like I've noticed you get there. What feels right and what feels good? Because mm-hmm. I think one of the important things is everybody is going to be different, right? Like everybody has different coping skills and everybody also in the moment either wants to be touched or not. Grounding is a really important part of being in panic and being in an anxiety and panic attack. And so helping ground either physically or if you're seeing it in yourself to just like look around and notice points around yourself, those are going to all be really important components of it. But I think the thing that I would recommend, and you said it, Maddie, it's have the uncomfortable conversations, but realize like the only reason they're uncomfortable is because nobody's taught us how to have them. They're mm-hmm. actually like totally normal questions in the same way of like, hey, you have a broken foot. What can I do to help you? Right? Like, hey, like when you're not you, or when you're having a panic attack, what's the most helpful thing? That shouldn't be an uncomfortable question. And the more you ask it, the more normal it feels, right? And like, that's mental health. But so far we have like been raised to like not talk about anything until it gets to be really, really, really bad. Mm-hmm. But if we can make these kind of questions and conversations in the moment, they don't have to be uncomfortable. So, the arm grounding through an arm is really helpful. And just being present. Some people really want to feel that weight. And others don't want to be touched at all. And I think that's why I would say ask, but ask when somebody is doing well and you have that kind of relationship where they feel comfortable that they can open up to you.
Right.
Wow. That's awesome. That's great advice.
Well, thank you. We are going to be having Allison on for episode 2. We're doing a part 2. So stay tuned. We're going to be asking her way more questions. Thank you so much for being on. This was really important topic to talk about. So thank you. Thanks.
Such
guys.
A pleasure. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Oh my gosh. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast,
email us at take20@iheartradio.com,
or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.